Shalom Evracha, Guten Moed to all of us. It's already 3 days of Chol Hamoed. Just want to update all of us on different things. Maybe some Divrei Chizuk about our beautiful Yontov that we're going through in the special circumstances that Hashem is giving us. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichot to have tefillahs together, those who are able to come, and Shiurim twice a day. Shiurim and Halacha, Rav Avram Fisher, Rav Chov Glass, Rav Shimon Conway, different Inyonim, Rav Aminim, and Chol Hamoed, Sukkah, Shech Yonu, Divi Chizuk, from Rav Jalovsky, Blaise Kohn, but the special Simcha we have. Kaparas Avoinus, reaching our Shleimus, which is what life is all about, reaching to our true essence, our true Keshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tonight we had from the Vezer Pine about how this special year that a lot of the mitzvahs that we normally have, we didn't have. We didn't have the Kiyas Shefer Doraisa, we didn't have the Lulav Doraisa, and we're not even sure how we're going to be able to be Mekayim. But the main thing Hashem wants from us is to show our Kesher Panimi, our deep desire for Kesher with Hashem and our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we could have a true Tshuva Mi'ava. When we're in a state of Ava, of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciation of His tremendous goodness that He does to us, then that is the biggest Tshuva that one can get to. I'm reminding myself on Yom Kippur, when we went around with the Sefer Torah by Kol Nidre, we went around with the Sefer Torah, but people weren't able to kiss it. But you could see on people's faces, and each one felt that I can't physically kiss the Sefer Torah, but I feel I so much want to kiss the Sefer Torah. I feel so appreciative of the Torah that Hashem has given us, and so thankful for Hashem for this Yom HaKippurim. It was a much deeper feeling of closing to Kodesh Bogel than actually kissing the Sefer Torah. And this is what we have to take with us throughout this Yontif. There are a lot of things we cannot do this time. But Adarabba, we see Hashem as a special Shemira over us. He's watching over us. And this is all just a test for us to show Him how much we love Him and care about Him. Well, Le Goyim points out, and others also, the Nanuim, when we shake the Lulav, we shake it. When we say Hoyel Hashem Kitov Kilo Yilam Chasta, then we say by On Hashem Oshiano, and then a third time by Hoyel Hashem Kitov. Hoyel Hashem Kitov is expression. I'm so thankful for Hashem Kilo Yilam Chasta, all the good You're giving to me. And when we're saying that, we're shaking the lulav as expression of Simcha. I'm taking this thing that this lulav and I'm shaking it, bringing it to life. Kav Yochel. With my simcha, excitement of the fact that Hashem gives me so much good. And everybody has to think about ourselves. All this good I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have so much good in Ruchnius and Gashmius, even with all the hardships we're going through. And once and the most basic thing is the fact that I'm able to take the lulav is in itself is a tremendous chesed of Hashem. And I have to thank Hashem. Be moida ala ova. That Baruch Hashem, I'm able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and shake the lulav. And then afterwards, once I thank about the ova, then I look forward, and the chename, I see I need a lot of Yeshuas. That's the second step. Ono Hashem Hoshiyono. Please, bring me a Yeshua. Bring me salvation for the things I need in the future. And this is the way we're supposed to go through life. And especially now, when we have so many concerns about what's going to be in the future, and what's going to be with our health, what's going to be with our family. Every day, think about this. Get up in the morning, and number one, Moida Ani, thank Hashem, when we get to Moida Malcheina Emsum B'Yodech, I'm so thankful to You, Hashem, Al Ova, that Baruch Hashem, I'm able to thank You. Al Shanachnu Moidim Loch, like we say, Moidim D'Rabbonin. I'm in a position that I can thank You. And Baruch Hashem, there's Baruch Hashem, some very severe Cholim in the neighbor that Baruch Hashem are doing much better now. There's a Schus of the Tfilas of the Tzibur and everything. Baruch Hashem, Nisim, Yeshuas. We have to thank Hashem. But together with that, on the Osid, on the future, On Hashem Oshino. We have to always be mispal to Hashem. That shows that we really thank Hashem. Because thanking Hashem means that I appreciate how great Hashem is. And if I appreciate how great He is, then Nechanami, I have the right to ask Him for your salvation in the future because I feel so close to him. He's my father. If I'm my father, I can always ask. But when we ask for the Yeshua, for the salvation, we don't start getting into a down feeling of, oi, I need all these Yeshuas, all these fears and concerns, and once again, detaching ourselves from the goodness of Hashem. And that's why at the end of the tefillah, we shake the lulav again by the second time, Hodel Hashem Ki Tov. I remind myself again, yes, I need Yeshua, but together with that, I appreciate Hashem is so good, and I'm sure He will bring me the Yeshua. That is the seder we're doing every time we're taking the lulav in Halal. And this we have to remind ourselves, with the Halal, without the Halal, go through this Mahalach. Start off, number one, thanking Hashem so much for all the good I do have. Focus on that, and how much I could trust Hashem, and how much I know and feel so close to Him. That takes me to the second stage. With that, there are certain things that need a Yeshua and a salvation. And therefore, I'm turning to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one that can bring in salvation. And step number three is, I don't get caught up with the fact that I need a salvation and feel down about it. I turn back again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel reassured. Hoyel Hashem Ki Tov, you're always doing so good to me. Ki lo ilam chasdoi, lo ilam chasdoi. Your chesed will be always with me. And if I need a salvation, I know I will eventually get it. All I have to do is be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zeicher to take advantage of the next few days, like we mentioned before, the different ideas of how the Simchas HaYontov, the Simchas HaYontov with Aliman and Atfilas, and Simchas HaYontov being together with one another. I spoke the other day with Reb Shmaryo Rabin, and he mentioned me a nice idea about to look at old albums of pictures that we have at home, and I happened to just got some albums from my bar mitzvah that my brother sent me from my parents, Zichron Levracha's home. And b'met, you look back and you see how many things, simchas that we had in the past and things we went through and the way the world looked 40 years ago and the way it looks today. So much to be thankful for. Everybody in his own way can find his ways of doing it. We should be zeicher to each one find his way to, with himself, with his spouse, with his family, with his friends, whoever it is, whoever he has. And Iko with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Samachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem. This is what Yontev is all about. And we're getting preparing ourselves for the Yoyim HaKadosh of Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, when we're going to have a special way this year. We don't even know exactly how we're going to do it, but each one has to make a special effort to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got the message. This is the grand finality of Atshuva Mi'ahava that will bring us the tremendous Yeshuas for the rest of the year. This Simchas Torah, express our tremendous Simcha in any way we can. If we could dance, we could dance. If we could sing, we could sing. And if it's at home, it's in the shul. However we do it. But the Iker is the Lev, Rachmana Liba Boy. Mitzvah Hashem will show Hashem that we really have that feeling, that excitement of Hodel Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Ilam Chazdoi. I appreciate the Chesed, and Hashem's going to tell us, don't worry. I'm going to be Moshiach you. I'm going to bring you the Yeshua. I brought you the Yeshua on Yom Kippur. I'm going to bring you a bigger Yeshua on the Sukkot and on the Simchas Torah and for the entire year of Zet Hashem HaBoleinu L'Toivah.